Okay. Okay, so let's begin. Okay, we're going to split into shifts from now till 2 o'clock is the first part, and then the second part is 2 o'clock. So we'll talk a little bit today about the mitzvah of achilas matzah kol shiva. As we know, be'erev tochlu matzos, that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the first night, or the first two nights. The shaila is there a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7, or chutz la'aretz, all 8 days or not? Or is it just achilas rishus? Right? So there are several rishonim and achronim that seem to speak about this in the pasuk says shivas yomim matzos tochelu ach ba yom rishon tashbisu sor mi batechem. So and then there's another pasuk that says page 3 barishon barbasar yom lechodesh ba'erev tochlu matzos ad yom ha'echad v'esrim lechodesh ba'arav. So the Chizkuni has a lashon on the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th line. Look at the line before, the end of the 6th line. Mikol mokom mitzvah shivas yomim matzos tochel k'siv. Klomar, imochol matzos kol shivas hayomim. That if you eat matzah for 7 days, you mekayim the pasuk of shivas yomim matzos tochelu. So maybe there is some type of mitzvah, and it's quoted also that the Ibn Ezra seemingly said this as well. On page 8 and 9, Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochelu, Apa Yom Arishon. So the Ebenezer writes in the bottom of page 8, Shivas Yomim Tam Matzos Tochelu Zecher Lachilosom Betzesom Mimitzrayim. It's to remind us of the Achila when they came out of Mitzrayim. When they were coming out of Mitzrayim, and there's Rabbi Lubin has a piece in the or a Mizrach about this where he explains this Ibn Ezra, the way they're coming out of Mitzrayim, they were rushing for 7 days. And they ate matzos because they didn't have time to let the chametz rise because they were in a rush. So to remember those 7 days that they were b'chipazon, so we have this idea of eating matzos for 7 days, which some interpret that maybe that's a type of mitzvah. That, in other words, not only, the point being, maybe there's not only a mitzvah of eating the first night, but there's some type of kiyum a mitzvah all 7 days. I mean, there's a famous Baal Hamor. If you look on page 18 for a second. V'yesha sholim, on the bottom of page 18 in the Baal Hamor. Oh. V'yesha sholim, there are those that ask, V'achilas matzah, matam eino anu mevarchim ala kol shiva. How come we don't make a bracha on matzah all 7 days. We only make alachilas matzah the first night, the first 2 nights. How come if we eat matzah the rest of Yontif, how come you don't make a bracha? So from the question, they point out, Rabbi Lubin, I think, goes from the Avnei Nezer, from people point out from the question, in other words, the simple answer could have been what? There's no mitzvah. Right? There's no mitzvah. That's why we don't make it. Maybe the only mitzvah the first night or the first 2 nights. But the... But apparently, as Rabbi Lubin pointed out from the Avnei Nezer, Medayik from the Balamor, that there is a mitzvah. That's the question is. So if there is a mitzvah, so why no bracha? As opposed to Sukkah, where we make a bracha on the Sukkah all 7 days. L'chora, matzah and Sukkah are parallel. Because the chova to eat in the sukkah is only the first night, the first 2 nights in chutzlar. Same thing by matzah. Yet the duration of the holiday, we make a bracha, in contrast to matzah, which we don't. So he answers, "Yesh lohashiv l'fish adam yochel b'shar yomim lamad below achilas matzah." In nizum ba'oriz v'dochem. He says because after the first two nights. Technically, you don't have to eat matzah. You don't have to eat matzah. You could spend the rest of the, you know, eating fruit, eating. He speaks about eating rice because, they didn't have an issue of kidneys. The chomine peiris. Masha en kain, besukkah, page 19. Right? But sukkah is really a mitzvah to do everything, to eat in the sukkah, to sleep in the sukkah. So, a person, right, the Gemara has a famous Gemara in Shavuos, right? If a person takes a shavuah that he's not going to sleep for 3 days. So, right away we give him malchus, because it's a shavuah shav. Because we don't have to wait till the middle of the 3 days to see that he can't fulfill that. Because anyone who's... A person cannot go 3 days without sleeping. So Mamela, if he took such a shvua, right away we know it's a shvua shav, from the get-go. Right away we know it's a shvua shav. So Mamela... So Mamela what? You're not going to leave your sukkah after the first 2 nights of sukkah, because you'd have to be there anyway to sleep. In contrast to matzah, that after the first 2 nights of matzah, you could have spent the rest of the time, what? Just eating peiros.
And does this answer apply to us? Most people do not make bracha on sukkah.
Right, that's what my friend Rabbi Shai Greenwald once said to me. B'chor, it's a little interesting, because our minhag, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is only to make on the achila. Yet he's saying the reason that it's because of the sleeping, and the sleeping we don't...
Right, so this is very good, it's not for us.
Yeah, so we have to come up with other answers, maybe.
Unless something problems will happen on
I was always wondering, what do you think, but what about the question of Sudas Yontif? Don't you have to, you have a Sudas Yontif even beyond the first 2 days?
No.
Sorry? Why? What? You're saying, technically speaking, if a person wants... I mean, theoretically, if you want to do Kulul Hashem, you know, so you can do Kulul Hashem. Rav Shecht always says even Kulul Hashem means you have to eat a small Suda, but I wrote an article in the Beis Yitzchak that Kulul Hashem, according to some, means you could even fast. So if you want to fast, so and that's enjoyable for you, so you could fast. So technically speaking, or there's sheets that you can be yotzei sudas yontif with at least shalosh shudas with peiros. I don't know about sudas yontif, but
well, the idea of sudas yontif is all coming from Hashem. I don't mind bread. Bread, I don't mind matzah. Do I need it?
Right. So you're saying we'll see that in a second. But you're saying a good word. You're saying that The Baal Mor means to say that after the first two nights, there's no absolute obligation. Whereas the first two nights, even if you don't like matzah, you have to eat matzah. There's no way out. And after that, even say the guy doesn't like it, so Rabbi Kalki is saying, then in a chanami, you wouldn't have to eat matzah. Say, I like apples instead. So you'll eat apples the rest of the holiday. Yeah. Even for Sudas Yantif, you say, maybe. Yeah.
There's no mitzvah in the Torah that says clearly that you have to eat a Sudas Yantif. It's not even we have a halakh, you have to eat a Sudas Yantif.
Right. But by sleeping in the sukkah, your person can't go physically 3 days without sleeping. So there's no way that he could say goodbye to his sukkah after the first 2 days, because he's going to have to be there anyway to sleep. Many of us don't sleep. Okay, that's for others. But in principle, everyone has to sleep in the sukkah. So that's how. So, but Rabbi Lubin points out, for the Baal Mor, that the Baal Mor clearly holds that there's a mitzvah of matzah the whole 7 days.
Baal Mor also holds that you should make a bracha on the sleeping in the sukkah.
Okay, it could be that the Baal Mor holds that you should make a bracha on the sleeping in the sukkah also. Yeah, okay, I hear. But that's the Baal Mor. But it's clear that he holds it's a mitzvah. Now there's a famous Vilna Gaon in the Maaser Rav. On page 13. Shiva yomim tochal matzos kol shiva mitzvah veina korol rishus elagabi laila rishon shechov. In other words, in comparative to the first night, it's a rishus, because the first night it's an absolute chova, but that doesn't mean that it's not a mitzvah. The rest of it, it's a mitzvah, it's a rishus. Rav Shechter pointed out, this is one of the, when I was in Rav Shechter's shir, he mentioned that there are not so many examples of a mitzvah that's not a chova, just a rishus, what we call a mitzvah kiyumis. So he mentioned three examples. He mentioned, Rav Shechter mentioned, this Vilna Gaon, eating matzah the rest. Okay? He mentioned the Netziv. Netziv says in his Perush on Chumash that, based on Psukim and Divrei Hayomim, that what do you do with Maisa Behemi? You have 10 animals, and the 10th one you make Kodesh, so you bring as a Korban, but you have to give it to the Kohen. So it doesn't say in Chumash you have to give it to the Kohen. So, but in Divrei Yomim it says that they used to give it to the Kohen. So the Netziv makes a thing that it could be that it's a mitzvah of Rishus, that there's a key in mitzvah to give Maisim. It's not a chiv, it's a key in mitzvah. That was the second example. And the third example he gave is Moshe Feinstein's tshuva about living in Eretz Yisrael. That living in Eretz Yisrael, Moshe says, not a chova, but it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah of Rishus. So those are the three examples that Rav Shechter gave as examples of the mitzvah human. So that's
sukkah for the other 7 days. I don't.
No, but if you're eating a suda, then you have to eat in the sukkah.
I don't think there's any sukkah between mitzvah and it's a mitzvah. When the Gemara, the Chazal say that it's one yom is the yom and the other is the shesha, that's for sure. I'm assuming they're running exactly like the Baal Mor.
So why don't you think we're no way to make a brach on the matzah of Zman Hazeh?
Because we like to mix and match and drop them, some big brachas will have to help. We have a subject, maybe the
So if you look,
and I won't be shocked if Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's for sure, there's no mitzvah either for the matzah.
Isn't shechita a shesna? Make a bracha on shechita.
Yeah, so shechita. We make a bracha on it.
You have to do it.
But if you,
you
but
once you do it,
once you do it, then you have to do it.
So that makes for sure. That's a, what's the difference between that matzah? The only difference is that I don't have a one. I don't have a once I do it, I have to do it because it's a. Nonetheless,
right.
Because there's no two stages.
Right. Look in the Stei Chemetz for a second, on page 26. So the Stei Chemetz quotes from the Yofa Lalev. He says, Kol zeh haya pashut ma'od b'einai, on the top of page 26. Lo ha'yisit tzarech l'kosu k'la l'leisha nodalisha b'ir hazos harbe balabatim k'tas mevinim. That he says that some people had the minug, and he calls them harbe balabatim uktsas mevinim. Because I guess the balabatim, they didn't know anything, and uktsas mevinim, they know a little bit. And they would make a bracha al achilas matzah b'chol mei pesach b'yomim uvaleilus. Kolzman shaosim suda bevarchim amotzi or alachilas matzah. Derech shevarchim shnei leilos. V'yesh mehem shayu bevarchim. Okay, so they would make. They would make the bracha alachilas matzah, and that's quoted in the Sefer. He quotes from the Sefer Yofel Alev. You can see it over here on page 23. On the second arrow, he quotes Vegam Lavark Bechol Yom Al Achilas Matzah. He quotes this minhag to make Al Achilas Matzah every day. Oh, then he says. No, every meal, every time you eat.
I'm saying, could you maybe say it's like a chiyuv on the day versus.
And then he says that he doesn't like the minhag. He doesn't like the minhag. So let me ask you a question. You know, the Kosher Glover says that maybe. Should it be any different than the Rabbeinu Tam Shita? Rabbeinu Tam says a woman is pater from mitzvah esei shasman grama, but if she wants to do it, she could do it. So the Kosher Glover says, so L'chora and Rabbi Moshe Shapir from the library helped me find this Kosher Glover. Also, Kosher Glover Samaches, and then on page 24 and 25, where he seems to imply by matzah as well. On page 25, the fifth line, Ke'ein zeh kosav ha'shalah, da'afo gav dein chayovim kol shiva b'chilas matzah, mikol mokom k'sha ochel ha'kol b'chlal ha'mitzah. So then, in other words, avad according to the Sfardim, they don't make a bracha on mitzah seseh shosman grama. So they're not going to make a matzah. According, in other words, this minhag that the Stei Chemetz quotes, he doesn't like it, but Could we have any taina on somebody who does it? Is he worse off than the person who, the women who are making a bracha on the lulav or in the sukkah? We find women, the minute that in today in Ashkenazi communities, women make brachas on the lulav and the sukkah, even though they're potter. But they say they're getting a mitzvah, that's one way of learning. So the only difference is that not everyone necessarily agrees with the grah. So, like that's what you said. So maybe the reason why people don't do it is because who said the grah is right? Maybe, like, there's many who hold that there's no such mitzvah of eating matzah. It's just that you shouldn't eat chametz. So that's just a way of not eating chametz. And that's brought in the... In other words, you see, like Rabbi Lubin pointed out, the Grah, the Balamor, the Chizkuni, the Eben Ezra, they all seem to say that there is... but you have, on the other hand, others... The Magen Avraham quotes the Maril. You see the Maril? Where's the Maril? What page is the Maril? Anyone have the Maril? 11? Yeah, look where the arrow is, go a little bit down, the next line. V'heishim mishum de'ochal matzah eina osa mitzvah. V'lo mikayim esse. Ki'im shalo ochal chomitz. De'icha v'matzah ach b'layl rishon. Aval gabi sukkah kol shah yesh shehu yoshev mikayim besukkah teshu shivas yom. And that they point out is found in the Matan Moshe from, they say, from Rav Moshe Shekili. In the first word in the line on page 20, on page 10. Below Matzah Klal, he says, Rav Shmuel Shekili Zal, in the Matan Moshe, says, Kosev the Shani Matzah, Shachilosu B'shar Yomim Einu L'shum Mitzvah Matzah El Azbiya Ro'ovo. Because why are you eating matzah the rest? Because... You gotta satiate yourself, but nothing to do with the mitzvah. So you gotta eat something. He says, "Don't mel misha ochel baser behema tahora." When you eat kosher meat, why? Because you want to eat meat, so you can't eat straight food. You don't make a bracha shekel shalom mitzvah so you want to lechol baser behema tahora. Aval yishiv b'sukkah v'aday lo tzarch gufo, but yishiv b'sukkah is a kiyum a mitzvah. Tzvichach tzarch levarach.
Right.
Why do I need three psukim to tell us
to eat matzah? You mean, no, you're saying, why do you need these psukim? Of course, I'll eat matzah.
It's giving you an option. If I want to eat bread, you have to eat matzah. According to those who don't want that.
Right.
I can avoid this. I didn't need the psukim to tell me.
I could eat whatever I want. So what does the Torah have to tell me matzah? So you're saying that's a raya that probably...
Oh, I think maybe there's an extra acid that you're going to have to acid by eating chametz on Pesach, I get curry and I'm going to have to acid.
Uh-huh.
Is that the only thing? That's the only thing I can think of, and that sounds a little out.
Okay, now let me show you this. There's a kosher glover. And he says something radical. On page 41. But I'm going to... And you're going to probably stone me for this, Rabbi Talki. This kosher glover. Okay? And then we'll see if there's a comparable thing in what? In Hilchas Pesach. To what the kosher glover is saying by Sukkah. So let me tell you what the kosher glover is saying. So we're eating the sukkah the first night. So that's a chova, right? And the Ramashita is, there's no din of teshu teintaduru. I mean, even if it's raining, you have to, there's no p'tur mitztayer. Rav Abadi has a chiddush that he wants tying that he thinks the Ramah only meant it if it's like drizzling a little bit. But if it's mamish cats and dogs, he thinks even the Ramah would agree. The Mechaber says, rain the first night, go home. The Ramah says you have to eat in the sukkah. Because the first night is a chiv, and it doesn't have a p'tur of mitztayer. Okay. So he says like this. There's certain chassidim, now you could say maybe it's a minig, whatever, but there's certain chassidim, he quotes, that have a minig that they always eat in the sukkah, even if it's raining in the middle. Pouring rain, so he says, so you could say it's tam amr, but he says, no, he thinks this is the pshat. This is the pshat. He says, when you eat in the sukkah, but you in the sukkah in the duration of the holiday, so there's one mitzvah that you're not allowed to eat because the sukkah is a kiyama mitzvah shivas yom a superstition shivas yom, and that's a chiyuv, because if you're eating kitei suda whatever, a chiyuv. But then there's still a kiyam of the first night. In other words, the first night's a chovah, but maybe the rest is a mitzvah, the reshus, of the carbon copy of the first night, the rest. So when you're eating the fifth day in the sukkah, you're getting a kiyum mitzvah of, just like the Mishnah Berurah speaks about this, just like this, according to the Gra, when you eat matzah on the fifth day of Chol HaMoed, so you get a kiyum mitzvah of the first, so too by sukkah. So b'meila, if by sukkah there's no tour, on the first night, so then my key and mitzvah on the fifth or sixth or whatever also look, I get.
No.
One second. The Gemara says beferish that if you're a potter ben adov, or if you're in the sukkah when it rains, think of a head, yeah? So he says maybe that's you're in the sukkah when you're not eating. On the fifth day, make your day. But if you're eating, so then that's a kiyum of the first night, and the first night doesn't have a p'tur. The first night is a kiyum. Second, the rest is a kiyum of the first night. Before you stone, so that's what the Kasha Glover says on page 41. Here, Vinaf Kamini. See where it says. The nafkamina dafilu biyardu gishamim dein chiyuv yeshiv besukah haynu dafka yeshiv ba'alma avo bachila afagav dechova lekam mikol mokol mim yoshev afilu b'shas ha'gishamim ach da'az yesh chova b'shay yomim reshus the mitzvah zuh shal reshus the mitzvah reshus we learn out from the first night, so we have a carbon copy of the first night yafil tesvav tesvav b'chag matzos lo be'in the teshvu kein taduru. Because the first night is a mitzvah zachila in the sukkah. So maybe that mitzvah zachila, I think there's a Mishnah Berurah that's stopping. Do we say that by sukkah also? In other words, by Vildegold says it by matzah. We have that concept by sukkah also. So he says, assuming maybe we have the same concept by sukkah also. Just like one said, the chovah the first night. So the Vilna Gaon says the duration you have a. So you have a kiyum of the first night. Oh. So this is the kashrut. So then I was excited because I saw Rav Sternbach on page 40 has a suffix, which is calling this. Because if you say that there's a key mitzvah of matzah, like the Vilna Gaon says, the first night's chovah, the rest is reshus. See, some according to the, because why? Because it's a reshus on the first night. So the first night, you can continue doing the mitzvah the first night. But if you had the first night of the chovah, now it's the Torah's reshus, but it's a key mitzvah. So maybe there should be a heder that every day of Pesach, this is a new idea, you should eat a piece of matzah without anything else on it. Why? Because normally when you eat matzah, you're supposed to not eat. When we eat the matzah, the Seder, we don't put anything in. You don't eat the matzah with eggs out. Because achilas reshus, and the matzah achilas mitzvah.
But the rest of the week, we're not makpid on it. The rest of the week, we take jam, we have, you know, we put other things on the matzah list here. But that's the Yitzhak Rocks.
So maybe I should have blood off, though? Let's say Passover.
So,
yes, but you also have it for Passover and that.
So, okay. So he says.
It's always the same Passover.
Hashana, look, Hashana, page 40. Hashana, the whole Amor Pesach, the Stapati, the Dover Chodesh. The Haimim, the Kedai, the Hadde, the Lechon, the Pesach, the Omni, the Sutta, the Zayas, the Matzah, the Kul, the Zachos, the Mitzvah, the Neve, the Yochon, the Kavli, the Haimim, the Kapuke, the Dover, the Dover Achen, the Tavalin, the Gabi, Matzah, the Shus, the Haim, the Vadu, the Matzah, the Zofa, the Mitzvah, the Yums. So in other words, so they're making this an Indian of once a day to have a piece of matzah, because if you want to have a kiyum of the original night, just like maybe there should be dafka with that. So interesting thought. Unless you say the other approach is to say it's not a mitzvah at all, or it's not it's a new mitzvah. So it was the other way. Well, there are three possibilities. One possibility to say that after the first two nights, there's no mitzvah at all. That we saw in the Matavosha, Moshe Shvili, not a mitzvah at all. Just you can't eat chametz, no mitzvah at all. Or you could say it's a mitzvah kiyumis of the first night. Or you could say, no, it's a new mitzvah. Shiras Yom Tochal Matzis. Nothing to do with the first night. It's its own Shiras Yom Tochal Matzis, like Rabbi Moshe Shapiro suggested.
What about the Natsash?
But the suffix of Rav Sternbach and the piece in the Kajit Lover are parallel, because they're both assuming that maybe there's a concept of having taking the first night, which is as a chova, and now having it b'toras rishus. So
could I make the case that I'm allowed to have matzah? Forget the minhagat. Why not say Mrs. Shimon is not in top of matzah and matzah here?
That's a whole different. Oh, now take a look in the Gemara in Shabbos. We've been talking about this Gemara about Rabbi Elazar de Mila, where we discussed it a couple of times this year. Could flop it all from the base. I didn't bracket it though, so it's in the middle of the page. The first word on the line is the Heges Valeus Kibiyomi. Page 36. The Heges Valeus Kibiyomi. It says, Matzah b'chol machshirei adokim is a shabbat. No, we know that Reb Elazar de Mila, what was the sheet of Reb Elazar de Mila? That even machshirei mila adokim shabbat, right? We discussed this many times this year. So therefore he says also that you can bake matzah like this year, the first. Anyway, Shabbos. This year it's. This year, the first Seder is Friday night. So this year the first night is Friday night. So say I want to bake matzah for the Seder on Friday night. So normally we'd say that's Chil Shabbos. So for Blazer de Mila, holds machshirei mila is dofer Shabbos, so machshirei matzah is dofer Shabbos also. So you can bake. We hold if you would bake matzah on Friday night this year, you would be kind of skilo. And Rav Elazar holds it's mutter. So the Gemara says, and not like Rav Elazar hold. So then the Gemara says, where does he learn from? Imi sukkah. And apparently the Gemara learned previously that Sukkah, Machshirei Mitzvah, of Sukkah is Dofer Shabbos, so maybe he learned Matzah from Sukkah. Shekein of Heges, Malaylus, Biyom. So how can you compare Sukkah to Matzah? Because Sukkah is a mitzvah in night and day, and Matzah is only, says Rashi, a mitzvah in Malayim. So Rav Shach and the Avi Ezri wants to bring a Raya for that Gemara that it's. But since the verse says you can't compare matzah to sukkah because sukkah is moheges b'leilus kibiyomim, and matzah Rashi says only b'layim, so you see matzah is only b'layim. So Rav Shach is very excited about this ride. He says, if we look here in Rav Shach on page 37. It says here, first word in the line is the title on the left side. I need to read in paragraph Lezer, not to come with Shireh Dovin to Shabbos. And he says, so he wants to say, from that Gemara, that you can't compare the two. Then he writes, Zoli Raya Chazaka Sha'im Hashibala. But what about the Gra? One second. Half of the Shitasu Mitzvah from Matzah Toshiva. About Enki Mitzvah Machiloso, and a Mitzvah Alma. He's giving a new shot on the Gra. He says it's not a Kiyim. In other words, how's the Gra going to learn that Gemara? So Rabbi Lubin from Edison, he wrote an article in the Orhan Mizrach many years ago, and he said, no, that the word just means Noheges Belelos Kibiyomim Vitoras Chovo.
Moshe came.
But if you're eating the amount, then okay. So he thought that since the Gemara says that by Mamatzino Pircha Kolda who can slug it up, then maybe. But he says, yeah, we don't have a blazer, but this Nakuda that we can hold from. And then he says, after the Chitoshish Al Groch, Avia Shi is Mitzvah Lechol, Matzah Kol Shiva, Aval Enki and Mitzvah Sesei Bachilosa, Al Mitzvah Ba'alma. What is he saying? What is Rav Shach saying?
I'm not sure who said this. The Gemara has different readings, whether it's Kiyam or whether it's, let's say, Chadash. If it has to be one from Yashar and one from Chadash. And that's not supposed to have a real thing.
Yeah.
You hold one of those other people. If you hold those other people, then you could fit this in, so there's different things.
Okay, so you have to think about that Gemara. Is that Gemara... that shlug of Malach Sukkah Shanoeg Baleas Bayomim Mashenke Matzah, how that ties it to this discussion. Okay, we're going to stop for 2 minutes and then we're going to have the other packet now. There's more things in the packet, but I think we did a pretty good job in the amount of time we had. There's another interesting tshuva in the Soros tshuva that some people, Adafka Makpid, not to have so much matzah during, because they're afraid that there's Chashash Chimutz. Rav Shalom Kasten told me from Rav Bick that he was always afraid. As he said, you should be mamait. Some people say fakir, get a mitzvah. And so the Hesoros Tshuva has this idea that if a person is nervous, so he's going to be sad. So just like the Tainis Chalom, he pates you from eating. So this nervousness can pater you from having matzah. Take a look at the Hesoros Tshuva. On page 29, that interesting tshuva. Okay, we'll take a 2-minute break and we'll.